Well, last night was not a typical State of the Commonwealth address. Pandemic limits on gatherings made Governor Charlie Baker's annual update a virtual one. So instead of delivering his address from a packed House chamber, Baker spoke directly into a camera from his State House office. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Deb.
So following a year dominated by the pandemic, it's not unexpected that the pandemic was the main theme of the governor's speech.
No, it wasn't a big surprise. He did manage to mention a few non-pandemic achievements, including police reform, transportation funding, and housing, just to name a few. But the main focus was on the pandemic.
Now, 2020 was a year like no other. The pandemic changed everything. And it was much more than just the worst public health crisis of the last 100 years. It came with economic calamity, severe job loss, business closures, anxiety, fear, civil unrest, riots, racial injustice, isolation, death, and loss. COVID turned everyone's life upside down and did so in a way that oftentimes crippled our ability to share our fears and our loss with those we love.
The governor said there is a silver lining to all this. It's how individuals and organizations stepped up to confront the pandemic. And because of their efforts, he said, the state of the Commonwealth is strong. And he said there is light at the end of the tunnel, talking about those vaccines.
Well, speaking of vaccines, the governor's been criticized for the slow rollout of vaccines in Massachusetts. He defended that last night.
Yeah, he did. He said vaccinating 4 million adults in Massachusetts is not going to be easy, as the doses are allocated by the federal government. Still, he said, we will make every effort to get this done as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
Common sense says that we should prioritize the most vulnerable among us and those who keep our healthcare system operating. And we can only move as fast as the federal government delivers the vaccine. Everyone has shown tremendous patience throughout this long ordeal, and many are justifiably running out of it. I am too. And that's why this can't happen fast enough.
Now, the governor said beginning today, all people over the age of 75 can begin to get vaccinated. The state will have 103 vaccination sites open to the public at the end of this week, with the ability to give 240,000 doses a week. He says that will ramp up to 165 sites by mid-February, with the ability to administer 305,000 doses a week. But that, of course, all depends on the supply of vaccines coming from the federal government.
Now, Steve, I should preface my next question by saying neither you nor I are in the studios right now at WBUR. We're broadcasting remotely, and that's a change because of the pandemic and a change in the way we work. And the governor touched on this last night, saying how we work may have changed forever, right?
Yeah, he said people have gotten used to working remotely and may not want to go back to the office 5 days a week, and that businesses have learned how to attract new customers and support their existing customers without being physically with them. He listed all the things that we've grown accustomed to, virtual conferences, hiring employees remotely as changes that are here to stay. And he notes that they'll impact commercial centers, downtowns, transportation, and public spaces.
It's critical that we understand this and lean into what this reset means so that we create the community building, housing, economic development, and transportation programs that align with these changes. Make no mistake, we've always lived by our wits, figured out the future and got there first, and this time will be no different.
So, Steve, what's been reaction to the governor's speech?
Well, Deb, it's a little trickier to sample reaction than in years past, because I would usually do that in the corridors of the State House immediately after the speech. Now, Speaker Ron Mariano issued a statement last night saying he looks forward to working with the governor and the Senate this session on legislation that will match the scale of the current economic and public health emergencies. Now, Senate President Karen Spilka said the governor's speech reminded us of the true strength of our Commonwealth, our people, and added that, like the governor, she's grateful to the people of Massachusetts for their perseverance during this most difficult year. But not everyone was complimentary. Needham State Senator Becca Rausch told me that she was hoping to hear more from the governor.
I really focused on listening specifically for substantive steps to better protect our planet, our workers, our teachers, our families, our reproductive freedom, and our personal and public health. And much to my disappointment, We did not get that from the governor this evening.
So, Steve, after the State of the Commonwealth address, typically the governor goes out the next day to launch an initiative that was unveiled in his speech. Anything like that coming up?
No, the governor's not unveiling any new initiatives today. The governor is releasing his version of the FY22 budget later today. Now, that's the first big step in the state budget process, which should be wrapped up by July 1st.
WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown, thanks very much.
Thank you, Deb.